Mansion Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. We can also be heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Also being heard throughout the Greater Toronto Area, in particular the Durham County of Oshawa and surrounding area, through www.oshawarocks.com. And we can also be heard worldwide at YouTube, at our YouTube channel called Way Back with Johnny. With that mentioned, I would like to salute another double feature here this morning of a lady who I'd be very hard up to not play a double feature of, and that is a lady that Hank Thompson had great help in introducing to the world of music, Miss Wanda Jackson, the female version of Elvis Presley, as she was often referred to, but also the queen of rockabilly. Now, she did a lot of great country-inspired songs over the years as well, so we're going to pay tribute to two of her more country-fied songs. First of all, it's going to be a song called Tears Will Be the Chaser for Your Wine, and then we'll hear from The Box That Came In. With that, this is my salute to the legendary Wanda Jackson. Welcome in, friends.
Tears will be the chaser for your wine. You sit there and tell me how you'd like to be free. You're tired of being tied down to a home and family. You say you miss the bright lights along the great white way. Little do you realize the price you'll have to pay. Tears will be the chaser for your wine. After you to go, stop and think it over. There's something you don't know. When the party's over, then what will you do? When you wanna come back, there'll be no place for you. And tears will be the chaser for your wine. Time and tears will be the chaser for your wine. My clothes are all ragged, my Goodwill coat's not the best, and I'm walking on cardboard in my last dollar dress. I looked in the closet for my wedding gown, but the box that it was all that I found. He took everything with him that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to fill my wedding gown. But somewhere I'll find him, of mine, and the box he comes home in will be all satin lined. that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to fill my wedding gown. But somewhere I'll find him, then I'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all satin lined.
Yes, following those classics by Miss Wanda Jackson, we're back here, and it's that time in the program to salute the grand old maritimes of Canada and the eastern banks of Newfoundland especially. First, we'll hear from a song by my dear friend, Michael T. Wall, and his song today will be I've Walked a Country Mile. Then we'll follow with John Hallahan and God Made Heaven Here on Earth, Newfoundland. And we'll wrap up with another Newfoundland show band song. This time it's going to be Bless This Rock, which is about the legendary rock of Newfoundland. And I would like to send out our happiest of greetings to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia as well today. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Don't give up easy anymore. And I've walked a mile or two in my lifetime, and I've traveled down some muddy tracks and dry. Cause if I wanted to get where I was going, I knew I'd just have to walk the country mile. That long mile has shown me changes, changes in the people and the land. But I'll bet the road to Marble Bar's no better than when I drove with trucks and caravans. And country folks are still the same old battlers, no matter what the place they're working in. Many miles, I still can't wait to see what the next long country mile will bring. Well, I've walked a mile or two in my lifetime, and I've traveled down some muddy tracks and dry. Cause if I wanted to get where I was going, I knew I'd just have to walk the country mile. I was born down by the ocean, where the breakers roll to wash upon the shore. I have sailed the peaceful waters from St. John's to the coast of Labrador, where the star-filled nights and the northern lights are God-created wonders to my eyes. And the splendor that surrounds me there fills my patriotic heart with pride. As the morning fog is lifting to reveal each picturesque and quiet cove, gentle people go about their day, greeting everyone they meet with love. The sunlit water like a mirror reflects the natural beauty all around and transforms it to crimson in the evening when that golden sun goes down. Oh, the sun is coming up and her beauty it unfolds before my eyes. Oh, tell me I'm not dreaming, Lord, can this really be paradise? I can see the blue Atlantic gently push its waves to kiss the rocks and sand. And if God made heaven here on earth, I'm sure that he would call it Newfoundland. I have walked through fishing villages where people meet and greet you like a friend. You will never be a stranger there, for friendly folk will want to ask you in. If they're sitting at the table, they'll be glad to make an extra place for you. It's like an old tradition there, something that they surely love to do. I have left my home and family to travel across this country far and wide. And the tear-filled eyes and sad goodbyes always left me all choked up inside. But I usually end up going back like I've done so many other times before. And the miles I put between us only makes me want to love her even more. The sun is coming up and her beauty it unfolds before my eyes. Oh, tell me I'm not dreaming, Lord, can this really be paradise? I can see the blue Atlantic gently push its waves to kiss the rocks and sand. And if God made heaven here on earth, I'm sure that he would call it Newfoundland. Yes, if God made heaven here on earth, I'm sure that he would call it Newfoundland.
See the coast of our dear island rising from troubled seas, land of peace and rugged beauty, where my soul has longed to be. I have heard her softly calling, heard her voice on every hand. Bless this rock, this dear old island, bless my homeland, Newfoundland. Can see her bays and harbors, mighty cliffs that kiss the tide. See the snow-capped combers rolling across the ocean wild and wide. In the tiny towns and hamlets nestled neath the rolling hills, there's a breed of happy people, steadfast hearts which freedom fills. From her sandy western beaches to her rugged eastern face, lies a rock in all her splendor with her majesty and grace. Through the icy winter's beauty and the sunny summer grand, with a timeless, ageless calling, beats the heart of Newfoundland. Bless this rock, this dear old island, bless my home in misty seas, for her waves are in my bloodstream and her hills are my homeland, Newfoundland. Bless this rock, this dear old island. Bless my homeland, Newfoundland.
I'll bet I will be the first one that you'll see.
Friends, this is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the way back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the bluegrass sounds of old. However, this coming Sunday, I'll be celebrating the father of bluegrass music in a 3-hour special telling the story of Bill Monroe, because this coming Tuesday marks 29 years since his passing on September 9th of 1996. I'll also be joined with his grandson, William Monroe II, as my special guest next Sunday. But for right now, I'd like to dedicate two songs to the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe, in honor of him today. First will be a song called Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin by Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. Then we'll hear from the legendary man himself and a classic called Little Cabin Home on the Hill. With that, these are also dedicated to all our bluegrass fans out there listening in. Welcome in, friends.
As the tears of joy filled the room, and when the honor was bestowed and the lights were turned down low, Ricky Skaggs played a sweet old gospel tune. Lordy picked up that old Gibson, he embraced it like a friend, he held it like Bible as it softly spoke to him. For a measure of time, he was here with us again. The night that Skaggs stood and played Bill Monroe's old mandolin. One day in anger it was shattered by those who chose to do him wrong. But by the hands of his old friend, it was made whole once again, so Brother Bill could play us all them good old songs. He picked up that old Gibson, he embraced it like a friend, he held it like the Bible as it softly spoke to him. For a measure of time, he was here with us again. The night that Skaggs stood and played Bill Monroe's old mandolin. Here with us again, the night that Ricky stood and played Bill Monroe's old mandolin. In a little cabin home on the hill.
in my heart that longing for you still.
And you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock. You're on the way back. Have a good one.
My songs don't be long. Top 40 radio.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to an interview I got to do the other day with a good friend of mine who is from Brady, Texas, who is not only a friend of Hank Thompson, but also promoted his music and his career over the years. He is known today as the founder and president of the Heart of Texas record label. With that mentioned, I would like to welcome Tracy Pitcox back to our program in this second half of a two-part interview. I'd also like to mention that following this interview, we'll play an all-time classic by Hank Thompson that Tracy requested I play for his wife and soulmate, Charla. With that, it's going to be Who Left the Door to Heaven Open. I'd now like to welcome back to our program Mr. Tracy Pitcox of Heart of Texas Records. Looking at the 100th anniversary of the birth of Hank Thompson, I imagine a lot of people down in Texas are going to be celebrating.
Well, you know, it's neat to celebrate a 100th birthday for sure, but I hope that people continue to celebrate Hank Thompson and his music all the time.
That's true,
you know, there's
yes.
Some,
yes.
I know there's a neat exhibit coming up in the George Bush Presidential Library that's going to include one of Hank Thompson's outfit that have loaned him from the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. This year, it'll be on display all year long, and I think there's some celebrations. I know the Brazos Valley Boys that are actually based in Oklahoma now. I know they're doing some special 100th birthday celebrations for Hank as well, and we certainly plan on honoring him ourselves.
Oh, nice! So what?
I'll let you know this, Johnny. We're actually releasing a couple of four of his previously albums that haven't been available in a long time. Where we're going to be releasing those during his 100th birthday
anniversary, so we're excited
about that.
Okay, sure. And make sure we get a copy because we'd love to get it on the air for you. So yes, for sure.
For sure, Johnny. You've always been good about that, and I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you guys promoting the real music, yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Something that has been lost, not so much recently, but over the years it has gone away quite a bit, the tradition.
It is, but there's still fans. There's a fan base there. It's
very
just
true.
You have to kind of know. You kind of have to know where to look and what to look for.
Yes.
But, you know, thank God with the internet and that sort of thing now that you can actually find a lot of that stuff more readily than you could even 10, 15, 20 years ago.
That's true, and especially like Spotify and the YouTube, we can find the music that we grew up with. Exactly. Yes.
That's right.
Yes. So being the, I want to say, founder of Heart of Texas Records,
mm-hmm. Yes.
How did it what is the goal for the Heart of Texas Records? I know you work with a lot of the senior group of the legends.
We do, and I've always said that mainly it's just to preserve some of that great music, but then also allow them to make new music. I mean, you know, Daryl McCall, we were working with him just a couple of days ago, and he's out there singing, I think, about as good as he ever has, and he's 85 years old, but he's still maintains a band and still works, you know, works out all the time, as does people like Tony Booth and Dotsie and those greats that are still out there, you know, entertaining folks.
Of course.
So there's still new music to be heard by these guys, and Daryl always says as long as the guy gave him a voice and as long as he can do it, he's going to stay out there and make music. And the record label, Heart of Texas Records, is just kind of an avenue for them to be able to do that.
And giving them a voice to be able to do that. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
So we were mentioning about Kitty Wells, and I understand you worked quite closely with Kitty over the years.
I did. I loved Kitty. She was my, and still is, my favorite female vocalist. Loretta, I got to the point where I spent probably more time with Loretta than I actually got to with Kitty, but I got to spend a lot of time with Kitty through the years. Yeah. And Kitty was the first major act that I had booked when I was probably 19 years old, something like that. And then I booked her numerous times. She and Johnny Wright and Bobby Wright and the Tennessee Mountain Boys.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was always such a lady. I mean, I would get to ride the bus with them whenever I would book them down here in Texas when we'd work 3 or 4 days. I'd get to ride the bus. And one thing I always thought was so awesome was that every night after we did a show, we'd get back on the bus, and Kitty always had the same seat that she sat in, and Johnny had a seat right across from her that he always sat in the alley. But Kitty would do the same thing every night. She would come in and she would count the merchandise money that they'd sold. They sold tons of T-shirts and CDs and all that kind of stuff, caps, and she'd count the merchandise money, and she paid every band member a percentage, because the band members would be out there and help selling it. So she'd divide all that money out, give everyone their percentage, and then she always had either a cake or she had cookies or something like that that she had cooked at home before she went on the road, and she'd give everybody a little plate with a napkin and the cookies or cake or whatever, and we'd all have a little snack after the show was over, and then she would sit there and she would read her Bible
every night as we were
driving down the road. And I always thought that was such a precious sight, to see the queen of country music sitting over there in her chair reading her Bible as we're going down the road.
Amazing, yes. So it just shows you what kind of a lady she really was. Yeah.
Yes. She was a devout Christian and loved the Lord, and she also was just one of the finest ladies I've ever known in this business.
Well, that's nice, yes, for sure. Now, also, we had mentioned about her song, It Wasn't God. How did that song come about?
You know, Kitty's story about that is that you know, she had had some records she had recorded for RCA back whenever they were in Shreveport, Louisiana, on the Louisiana Hayride.
Yes.
Well, of course, they went to Nashville. She and Johnny and Jack went to Nashville, and Johnny and Jack were having some success, and Kitty really hadn't had much success, so she had decided to just retire, and she was going to stay off the road and just raise the family. Well, Johnny and Jack were doing the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree that Saturday night. And so they were brought this song called It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. And they approached Johnny Wright about Kitty recording it.
Yeah.
And so Kitty agreed to do it. And she said that, I thought I would just at least make the session fee for that particular song, and that's all there would be. So she went in and recorded the song, never thinking anything about it. And she was already, as I said, decided to retire at that time.
Yes.
Well, the song hit and became such a big hit that her retirement was very short-lived.
She went
out on the road for the next 60 years. She was out on the road and not retired. So
amazing.
That's where It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels came about.
For sure, for sure. And that's a standard by today's country music charts too, yes, for sure.
You know, someone can have a hit record like that, or they could have had a hit record like that back in the day. And although Kitty had a lot of other hits too,
yes,
a song that big, you could make a career out of a song like that.
Exactly.
And there's not many people today that can make a career out of a song anymore.
That's true. And some of them are even here today and gone tomorrow sort of thing too, yes.
Most of them are like that anymore, unfortunately.
Yes. Sad, but yes, true. So the Heart of Texas package tours is not a stranger to Ontario here. Share with us some of the experiences you've had up north here.
Well, years ago, a guy by the name of Gene Watson called me, and he said, Tracy, he said, I'm going to get a guy by the name of Gary Warner to call you. And he said he's wanting you to put together a package show for a festival that he has. And he said, I'll tell you two things. He said, number one, don't bring a band. He said, he's got some of the finest Canadian players that there is. He said, and they're going to know all your stuff. So don't worry about bringing a band. Use his band. And he said, number two, don't worry about a contract with this guy. He said, he's honest as the day's long. He said, and you'll never have to worry about getting paid.
Exactly.
And I said, all right. And coming from Gene Watson, that was something, because Gene's band, he has the Farewell Party Band, is one of the finest bands.
Yes, it is.
That there ever was. Mm-hmm. But when Gene had agreed to work with the band up there, I knew that band was top notch. And so I think the first year we came, I think it was, if I remember right, I think it was Tony Booth, Daryl McCall, and Amber Digby, I believe, was the first show we had up there. And it was so well received that we've been working, I don't know how many years, 7-8 years, we've been coming up there and bringing a different package each year. And at the Apple Jamboree, and Gary Warner has been such a great guy to work with. And I know next year we'll be up there with the Malpas Brothers.
Oh, nice.
And the Kindles. Yeah. And the Kindles, so it'll be a nice package show with those guys up there. And I know, I think they've already sold 400 or so tickets in advance for that show, and it's a year from now.
Amazing. Yes, for sure. And so I guess, and I'll keep it short and sweet today, but share with us what you miss most about Hank. As we were saying, it's been gone 18 years, but like we also said, you were quite close to him. So I'd imagine there's certain things you miss most about him.
Yeah, you know, I'll have to say, first of all, I miss the live music, and that's what anybody would miss, would be the live music that they miss from Hank. But for me personally, even more than that, is just spending time with he and of course his wife Ann. They're both gone now. I remain friends with Ann Thompson after Hank's passing, and they were very good to me. I mean, Hank and Ann both gave us a lot of Hank Thompson's memorabilia.
I saw.
At the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, they afforded a $50,000 lot that was next to us. We were able to acquire that lot.
Nice.
Through the benefactor of Ann Thompson and her husband that she married after Hank passed, Ray Womack.
Okay.
And so we're able to expand our Heart of Texas Country Music Museum because of them. And you know, when Hank passed away, he wanted all the memorials to go to the museum, our museum here. He loved our museum so much. And I'll never forget the first day we got any memorials in honor of Hank. One was a $1,000 check from Vince Gill.
Nice.
And on the same day, there was a $500 check from George Jones.
Okay.
And I thought that was pretty neat for two Hall of Famers, to their checks to arrive the exact same day.
Exactly.
In honor of Hank, Thompson. But I just miss him being around. I miss being able to spend time with him at the house, spending time with him on the road. Hearing the stories and the laugh he had was just wonderful. And anybody that was a fan of Hank Thompson's music would definitely be a fan of Hank Thompson as a man, because he truly was just a great person, and I miss him every single day.
Yes, I'd imagine you do, yes. As we miss a lot of the legends, yes, for sure.
For sure.
For sure. Well, with that, we'll say happy 100th birthday to Hank in heaven. And what song can I play for you following this of Hank's besides Wild Love?
You know, one of my favorite songs that Hank Thompson recorded, and I always dedicate it to my darling wife, Charla. I think it's a perfect song for somebody to dedicate to someone else. But it's a little song called Who Left the Door to Heaven Open.
Yes.
And it's one of my favorite Hank Thompson love songs. And I think I'd like to hear that today, Johnny.
For sure, Tracy. And again, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm glad that we got to share some time together today. Yes.
And I want to thank you for what you do for traditional country music and your many listeners out there that love it like we do, and I appreciate it very much.
For sure, for sure. Well, you're welcome. And as I say, let's get together maybe next year and hopefully meet up or something, and we can do some more interviews.
Yeah, I look forward to that, and invite your listeners to take a look at what we've got going at heartoftexascountry.com.
Sounds good, Tracy. God bless you. You have a good day now.
You too, John. Bye.
Must have known that I was lonely. That's why they sent you to me from above. I know someone must have heard me crying and gave me such an angel that I love. The door to heaven open. Who turned their head for a moment? And who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door? Just can't be the same without you. I guess you must have been their brightest star. And tonight, I know the angels all will miss you. But they know just exactly where you are. The door to heaven open. Who turned their head for a moment? And who told you that my heart was broken? And who left the door to heaven open?
Yes, I hope y'all enjoyed that interview with our good friend Tracy Pitcox of Heart of Texas Records. With that mentioned, and we are celebrating the memories of the Grand Ole Opry here today, we'd like to make mention that Hank Thompson appeared on the Grand Ole Opry over the years several different times, but he was not a member of the Grand Ole Opry as far as I know. With that mentioned, we are going to pay tribute to the 100th birthday of the Grand Ole Opry coming up on the October 5th program, but for right now I would like to pay tribute to a segment out of the past from 1993 that has Hank Thompson on the Grand Ole Opry with his all-time classic called A Six Pack to Go. Let's travel back in time now and remember the world-famous Grand Ole Opry and what marks its 100th anniversary year.
How about a nice warm welcome for the legendary Hank Thompson, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is.
Hey, Mr. Bartender. Please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low.
So please, Pete Bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the town. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky-tonking round. Really don't have enough to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna worry though. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be below. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. I've been drinking all day long, taking in the time. I've done spent my whole paycheck just a honky. Dime to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna worry though. I've got time for one more round and a six pack to go. One six pack to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Hank Thompson. Take a bow, Hank. Great song. All right. All right, nice to have you here, Hank, and we'll be right back with another guest for you.
Now, friends, as we salute the Way Back Song of the Week, with that mentioned, I'd like to pay tribute to two songs, one that was Hank's first single from 1946 called Woe Sailor, and then we'll go seven decades later, and when Hank was 75 years of age, at that time he recorded what is now known as his last single, his last project titled Seven Decades. With that, it's going to be a song called Stingin' This Old Bee. We would like to pay tribute to, yes, Hank Thompson's first and last song. Welcome in, friends. And here's our late great hero, Hank Thompson, once again.
About my night on shore, if you will lend an ear. I stepped into a cabaret to get myself a beer. A pretty girl sat all alone and needed company. But when I got close, this girl arose. This is what she said to me. Now she said, "Whoa, sailor, be careful what you do. In your eye there's a gleam, and to me it seems you're just like all the rest, with a wolfish eye and a line that slides, and a sailor that is best." Wrong, I'm not that kind of guy. I just got back from across the seas where there are no girls, all right. Now let me talk to you a while, I'm sure you'll see my way. But when I went to spout, she turned about, this is what she had to say. Now she said, "Whoa, sailor, I've heard that line before. You'll look into my eyes and tell me lies and tales of the seven seas. But a sailor's full of that kind of bull, so don't hand it to me." Oh, pretty girl, you've let me down, you've broken my poor heart. I know how it hurt when you had to spurt that last sad remark. I said I think I'll have a drink, and I broke out 6 months' pay. With the wide open eyes, she breathed a sigh, this time she had to say. Now she said, oh, sailor, I think you've won my heart. She was right neat and she sure was sweet, but I knew she wasn't that sort. She's not all to blame, cause it's a sailor's aim to have a girl in every port.
I might wear horn-rimmed glasses and my hair has a tinge of gray, but don't judge a book by its cover, I've heard some folks say. I may be in retirement on Social Security, but if there's honey in that hive, there's a sting in this old bee. I may not buzz as often or as loud as I used to do, but I'd love a taste of that nectar from a pretty little flower like you. So remember, girl, when you're flirting around, if you shine those eyes on me, if there's honey in that hive, there's a sting in this old bee. Just as high, just can't stay up as long. So why don't you make a beeline to enjoy my company? If there's honey in that hive, there's a sting in this old bee. Now I may not buzz as often or as loud as I used to do, but I'd love a taste of that nectar from a pretty little flower like you. So remember, girl, when you flirt around, if you shine those eyes on me, if there's honey in that hive, there's a sting in this old bee. Now, if there's honey in that hive, there's a sting in this old bee.
Yes, friends, I have come to reality that there is a song, actually two songs, that have been neglected in this program today. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic called The Older the Violin, the Sweeter the Music. And now the other one is a song that we will not be playing because of certain reasons, but it was a song that came out in 1958. Following it, it gained fame as a number two song for 15 weeks on the chart. However, it has since become a band song from radio stations, and that of course is the Yukon. With that mentioned, I would like to just make mention that this song is very much a part of the Hank Thompson legacy, but yes, it will not be played on our program as of the 5th anniversary, which almost got me canned from CFRC. With that, we will allow you to look it up, but for right now, let's pay tribute to another all-time classic called The Older the Violin, the Sweeter the Music. With that, welcome in, friends, and we will be back following this. Send us all home.
It seems you think that 45 is just a little too old now, but I'm not ready yet to be put out in the cold now. I've got plenty of good love left, woman, if you'll just use it. You know, the older the violin, the sweeter the music, and I can play a symphony. You know, the older the
extinguished. They don't mean I'm over the hill, baby, I'm not extinguished. There's plenty of young girls waiting for my love, honey, they won't refuse it. They know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older. Can play a symphony of love. Like a thousand violins singing from above. You're gonna really miss my loving one day when you lose it. You know the older the violin, the sweeter the music. And I can play.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first... Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the program for this weekend, the first weekend in September. With that mentioned, I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning on your program of The Way Back with Johnny today. I'd also like to thank Tracy Pitcox for coming on to the program today to share some of his great memories of his late friend, Hank Thompson. With that shared, I would also like to mention that Hank Thompson passed away at the age of 82 on November 6th of 2007. With that shared, his memory and his songs will live on for years to come, as long as there's a honky-tonk in Texas, and the music of Hank's will always be remembered. I'd also like to mention that next Sunday, we will be remembering the father of bluegrass music, William Smith Monroe, remembered forever as Bill Monroe, in a three-hour celebration to him, along with his grandson, William Monroe II. Now, I would like to close out today's program with two songs off the Sacred Dial of Country Music. First will be my good friend Cowboy Joe Babcock of Hee Haw fame, and Lord Loves Western Swing. Then, if there's enough time, we'll hear Hank Thompson once again in his classic, When God Calls All His Children Home. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful week, and until we meet again, may God bless and keep each and every one of you. So long for now, friends, and happy listening.
And I heard a lovely angel band playing music way up there. It was Bob and all the playboys playing music for the king. And I thought how marvelous it is that the Lord loves Western swing. Now David loved the Lord. Soul of Saul when he was blue. He loved to sing and dance, played an instrument with strings. That's why I'm pretty sure, my friend, that the Lord loves Western swing. Oh, the Lord gave us music to soothe and lift the soul. Trumpet blow. Oh, the good book says it's good to play the timbrel, dance, and sing. That's why I'm pretty sure, my friend, that the Lord loves Western swing. Say that. the things I do. But heaven is a paradise where all our dreams come true. And the good Lord is the one who gives the gift to pick and sing. That's why I'm pretty sure, my friend, that the Lord loves Western Swing. Oh, when I get to heaven, greet me when I'm there. Oh, the good book says it's good to play the timbrel dance and sing. That's why I'm pretty sure, my friend, that the Lord loves Western Swing. That's why I'm pretty sure, my friend, that the Lord loves Western Swing.
His children home, I want to be there by the throne. We'll be by his side and in his love abide when God calls his children home. In heaven there'll be no more pain. We'll be with our loved ones again. We'll hear God's voice and in his love rejoice when God calls his children. The harvest we've sown, and all evil deeds will be gone. The glory of our King will eternally reign when God calls his children home. Think of the past that has flown, and think of the heartaches you've known. Our Father up above will bless you with his love when God calls his children home.
Gone by with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your own host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting from way back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated.